A fresh wave of violence hits across Iraq. At least 27 people were killed in car bombings and a shooting. The attacks took place in the cities of Kut, Azizia, Mahmoudia, Nasiriya, and Basra. Iraq has recently seen an upturn in violence. Britain was planning a war against Syria 2 years before the foreign-backed insurgency broke out there. That's according to France's former foreign minister, Roland Dumas. He says Britain was seeking regime change in Syria to weaken regional resistance against Israel. Hassan Rouhani is elected as Iran's next president with 50.7% of the vote. Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf ranked second, followed by Saeed Jalili, Mohsen Rezai, Ali Akbar Velayati, and Mohammad Gharazi. The voter turnout stood at 72.7%. Tensions are running high in Istanbul, Turkey, as anti-government protesters clash with security forces. The scuffles follow one of the worst nights in over 2 weeks of unrest. Police attacked demonstrators with tear gas and water cannons in and around the disputed Gezi Park. Protesters erected barricades in nearby streets and lit bonfires. Portuguese teachers rise up against austerity. A mass rally has been held in the capital, Lisbon, against the government's belt-tightening measures. Teachers marched in the city chanting slogans against an increase in working hours and layoffs. Former inmate at the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay prison says force-feeding has permanently damaged his nasal passages. Ahmed Zohair spent 7 years at Gitmo without being charged. According to lawyers for Gitmo inmates, many of the striking prisoners are being force-fed. North Korean media say Pyongyang has proposed high-level talks with Washington. The National Defense Commission has offered serious discussions to secure peace in the region and ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The offer of talks follows months of tensions with South Korea and the United States. A deadly blast rips through a chemical plant in northeastern China. The explosion left 4 people dead in Dalian City and shattered windows in a nearby residential complex. The blast triggered a fire at the plant. The cause of the accident is under investigation.